What to do on low energy days. Not every day will feel the same. Some days you will sit down at the piano feeling clear and focused. Other days, your energy will be low before you even begin. This is normal. Low energy days do not mean you are losing ability. They do not mean you are forgetting everything. And they certainly do not mean you should stop learning. They simply mean your body and mind are asking for a gentler approach. On these days, the goal is not progress. The goal is connection. Even a few minutes at the piano keeps the relationship alive. This is where the idea of a maintenance practice becomes very helpful. A maintenance practice is short, simple, and familiar. It might last only 5 minutes, and that is enough. On low energy days, you might play something you already know, very slowly. Gently move your fingers over the keys without worrying about mistakes. Listen to the sound, rather than focusing on accuracy. There is no need to learn anything new. In fact, trying to push forward on low energy days often creates frustration, and frustration teaches the wrong lesson. Think of these days as a quiet check-in, rather than a training session. 5 calm minutes tells your brain, "The piano is still safe. It's okay to be here." That message matters more than you may realize. Sometimes the hardest part is simply sitting down. If that feels difficult, make the goal even smaller. Sit at the piano. Place your hands on the keys. Play a few notes. If you feel like stopping after that, you can. You have already succeeded. Many people are surprised to find that once they begin, energy slowly returns. And if it doesn't, stopping early is still the right choice. Consistency is not about forcing yourself through tiredness. It is about showing up kindly, again and again. Low energy days are part of the journey, not interruptions to it. In the next chapter, we'll talk about designing a gentle weekly rhythm that allows for both high energy and low energy days without pressure.